Thank you all for coming this late, and still hope you're still awake to to hear our session. Just before we start, how many of you are familiar with Power BI? Anybody? Oh, okay, that's a good crowd. So I wanted to start with what's Power BI. I'm Eyal Carmel. I'm managing one of the teams that develops Power BI and part of the team that's also developing CDSA that we'll talk about. With me is Ran, is an engineer. It's one of the engineers is to blame for what's there in Power BI Embedded. And we'll start the session. Where is this? Oh, here we go. So it's going the right way. So here, that's our names. And what we're talking about today is something new that's coming to Power BI and will be part of the offering in Power BI. It was actually first announced like a month ago, a bit more than a month ago. It's today it's in private preview and will go in public preview in the summer. And I'll start with what we're trying to achieve, okay, before we talk about what we're doing. And then Ran will show a bit of a short demo. So in today's world, we have the customers, we have the products, we have the people. If we go back a few years, when you talk about customers, the information that we had about customers, mostly what came from the CRM. So if somebody from sales went in and put the information in CRM, we had the information in the system. In today's world, we have much more information about our customers. So we have what's there in the CRM, but we also have the customer, what they're using of our product. Like part of what my team is doing is Power BI Embedded. And it's an Azure resource, right? The product is an Azure resource. And we do have information of how people are using it, right? We didn't have it before. So we do have information about customers, which are not from CRM, because they're just coming to Azure, and they're buying a resource. So some of these customers are in CRM because they're customers that are managed by Microsoft, but some are not. So the information right now is not only in the CRM system, right? Now, if I go to Twitter, I see tweets from customers about the product. So I can learn from Twitter about the product. If you have the product in some of the stores, so if you go to App Stores or if you go to other stores, so you have comments, you have rating, you have a lot of information about the product from customers. Are they happy? Are they not happy? So the information about the customers is not restricted right now to the CRM. It's coming from a lot of sources. If we go to the products, that's the same story, right? We used to ship a product, a box product. We shipped it a few years ago. It got to a customer, then that's it. We didn't know nothing about it until we got some call about issues, okay? We didn't know how it's being used, what's being used, how much is being used, how many of those were installed, and so on and so forth. Now, if you go to the cloud product, you can get a lot of information from the cloud product as they're being used. Even if you go to on-prem product, or if you go to this world of even to machinery, IoT, whatever, like all the products are calling home, they're sending information, right? So the information that we have about the products is much more than what we had today. We had a few years ago, and if you tie it back to what we talked about customers, so we have information about customers telling us about our products in, again, Twitter, LinkedIn, other places. So that's where we have about products. And the last but not least is our people work in our companies. What they're doing, where they're from, are they happy or they're not happy. Now, in today's world, we actually have all this information somewhere. It's there. The information is there. The question now, what enables us to actually take this data and intelligence, bring it to the right people at the right time, and actually enable us, all of us, to act on it. And so, Okay, so that's like the challenge. Okay, now all of us that's working with data know that we have these issues of, okay, the data is there now, how do you get it? So we have the data, usually it's fragmented, it's sometimes incomplete. I work with a lot of projects around the data. We get to companies in which, like, it's a company that might be based on acquisitions of several other companies. So even if you go to the CRM system, they didn't merge the CRM systems, for example, because it was like the IT project was too complex, too expensive. So even for CRM, they might have several CRM systems. Or if you go to other places, then the data in the CRM is in one place, the data for marketing is another place, there is no correlation. If you try to correlate it, there is no common like names even for it. So the data is fragmented and incomplete. The other thing is to get it, the pressure of delivering the data, the value from the data on time. So, for example, I went to...
lost the mic? I'm back. One. Can you hear me? Still not. Oh, here we go. Okay. Here. Oh, okay.
Oh,
I'll just hold it.
So, if you need to deliver also the insights from the data on time, right? If it's not on time, it doesn't worth anything. So, I went to a company I visited in one of the Scandinavian countries, and before I went to the meeting, I saw these commercials in the television, on billboards, on the web. Some commercials that they did just came up new. And I had a meeting there with the marketing people. And I asked them, okay, how well are you doing? Oh, they told me, well, we don't really know. But so, and this IT guy, the IT guy working with marketing was there. And I was like, okay, when will you know? He said, okay, this project will take us like a week or two to get the data for them in time, so they will know which how they're doing and which channel is better. But by the time they'll get the data and the insights, like they might have lost a lot of money because they could have changed the channel that, or the investment in, like for TV commercials, if they knew that the TV commercials are actually working, right? So you need to get it in time, and the pressure is always there. Now, if you go to the next thing, is this IT person, okay? He's a specialist. They need the IT person in order to make this project work. Now, the IT persons, as you all know, are expensive, they're busy, and sometimes the project just take too long because they have a lot of projects. So we need the specialist that with the right expertise in order to actually do these projects. And the last thing, when you talk about data, of course, is security, is privacy, is compliance. Here I don't have to explain anything, right? Now, what we're trying, or what we're building, that's the common data services for analytics, is actually a way to make this all this process much easier. Okay, so it's centralized, low maintenance service, simplified the data ingestion, the transformation, the enrichment, and one of the most like the important thing is using a common data schema. Okay, so you get the data in, it can be. You can get it in from various sources. Actually, we build a common data schema in which all this data will be in the same schema. So if you have a customer data, it will always show up the same way when using CDSA. So you can connect it to different data sources, like you can connect it to Salesforce, you can connect Dynamics, you can connect Sage, whatever CRM system that you have, and the transformation of the data will show up here exactly the same. It will show up in the same schema. Now, always going the wrong way. So if you go back to what we said are the issues, then here we have like the 7 plus connectors. If you are working with Power BI, you know that we have these connectors also in Power BI, that you can connect data out of the box. Okay, so we'll have these connectors, and the connectors it will bring the data to the format, to the same schema that we talked about, the common data schema. And once it's there, you can act on it. Okay, so it will simplify the way to get the data in. Now, of course, when it's there, we'll have, since the schema is the same, we can build application based on it because it's always the same structure of data, right? So we can build one application, it will work with different data, data coming from different sources, but it will always work. So we'll build one application to get, for example, sales insights, okay? And then this application will work if the data is coming from Salesforce, and it will work if the data is coming from Dynamics. It's just one application, and of course, the community, and that's you guys, can build an application assuming that this is the schema that's there. Now, the schema, of course, you can customize it or you can extend it to add more information. We're not assuming that we know all the information that's needed there. And of course, when you go to specific customers, there are the customization for specific customers, which you will be able to add it to it. But out of the box, it will work with what's there in the schema. So again, the time to market or the time to insight, it's much, much faster than it used to be. And if you go here, then you can use all the goodies of Power BI in order to achieve it. So the amount of expertise that you need in order to start working with it and to implement it will be much lower than it is today. Of course, if you want to go down and into the details and build very complex solutions, you will be able to do it, but then you'll need experts to do it. So it's... And for security, it's based on Azure, on all the technologies in Azure. So all the security that's there in Azure and all the practices in Azure will be also, of course, implemented here. So what are a bit more about what we're trying to achieve is, first of all, unifying the silos of data. That's what I said before. That's one schema, one common schema, which will build and will be available out of the box. By the way, if you look in, if you can go to GitHub, this schema, of this, let's say, preliminary version of the schema, it's not the final one, is already available there. And you will have the transactional business data here coming from different data sources, whatever the connectors will be there. And of course, you can build your own connectors in order to populate the data into here. And you have a specific profile data for people, for products, for customers. But more than that, we will also, as time moves along, will add more data sets that's coming from within Microsoft. So for one example, you will be able to connect to the Office data and bring the Office data into this big data story, and then correlate Office data with CRM data to get more insights and get richer understanding for your business. Now, this is an example, and Ran will show in a bit a demo of how this application looks, how this application can be, or will you be able to find it or deploy it, depends what you want to do, in AppSource. So this is just one example of Dynamics 365 Sales Analytics. Again, an application that's connected to, for example, Salesforce. When you go and start, and don't have it here, but when you go and install it, so you'll have the option to connect this to Dynamics data or connect it to Salesforce data. It will work the same way for both. And so you can, we'll be able to download it from AppSource. This is a snapshot of what Ran will show in a minute. The data will automatically be populated to Power BI. And this is, and of course you can use it, whether it's Power BI and share it as an application in the organization's Power BI, you can also use it as a, will be able to use it as embedded application using Power BI embedded. So that's like very high level of what's going to be light up. Again, it's private preview right now. You can sign up to a private preview if you want. There's a limited number of what we can take for private preview. And the public preview will be sometimes in summer. And Ran will now show this application, but actually the application, not just the snapshots of it.
Yeah. So, can you hear me okay? Good, because that's the Busta Dot mic. Okay. So, what we're going to show today is not the whole process, because again, it's in private preview. But just a background on what you're gonna see. We've installed an app from AppSource that connects to some CRM data. Currently, it's from Dynamics. It can be from Salesforce or anything else. And it's built off of my CDS for analytics layer and leverages some data it got from CRM. Now, what we are about to see is someone in my organization, either me or some BI persona in my organization, got that application and published it to everybody in Power BI through something we know as apps. Okay, so we have some apps that are published to my organization, and of course it's preview, so we see that preview sign, but we can see the sales analytics preview, and again, everybody from my organization can get them. We can actually get more applications once they're published through that get apps experience right here. Again, goes to AppSource, and I can see every application that's available. But we're not going to drill through every one of these. We're just going to see what's installed. So the sales insight, as I said, takes the data from Dynamics CRM and ingests it into that common data schema, which is that CDS for analytics layer. And what's cool about it, right off the box, I can get Power BI dashboards with my own brand even on them and anything, and they act on my data. And once I drill through, I get that report experience that I can get in Power BI and go through different pages, go through the funnel of my sales pipeline, and I can see everything else. And what's cool about that is this visual right here actually ranks the probability of my leads based on their connection through Microsoft Graph, through mail and conversations they've acted through on my lead. So whoever's ranked in the red, it means they've expressed purpose, which I infer it from, you know, high traffic mailing back and forth. And people like this one that, you know, he's a high profile client, but he's in the yellow one because it's like my first or second email on them. So I can get data from Dynamics CRM and combine it and extend it, like Eyal just showed, with graph info, LinkedIn info. I can actually see who's my best lead in terms of connections. And it all works seamless because it's based on the common data schema that everybody knows, so I can build whatever app I want on top of it. That's all we have for that app.
Yeah,
again, so it's in preview, so...
Yeah, you can imagine in this, for this part, you can also get the information. Again, it's not right now will be available, but it will be available in the future to connect to your office information or the office information in the specific organization and mash it up and see how much correspondence there is between the salespersons and the specific company and add it to the algorithm that is being that generating actually this quality, or let's say, of the leads. So that's like the more or less what we wanted to show you today. Questions? Yeah. About what? The ETL? There's a lot happening under the hood. So. So the pipeline, you can connect it in various ways. You will be able to connect it. It's running what will be available in the public preview. You will have an option to run it in Azure through different pipes in Azure, that's your whatever is there. Or you will be able to run it within Power BI, totally end-to-end within Power BI. And then it uses the Power BI compute and what you know in Power BI in order to do the ETL. The storage itself, it's a blob storage. Again, based on Azure, the same blob storage in Azure. That's why we can actually have the
both options. This can be out of the box from Power BI, again, to make it easier to start, easier to use. So it always be packaged as part of Power BI. But if you need more complex functionality, you want to connect it to different Azure resources, which will run based on this data, you can just use the, will be able to use the Azure Blob Storage instead of the storage within Power BI. So we'll have the richness of both worlds, like the simplicity of Power BI if you need it, and if you need the richness of Azure, you will have the richness of Azure as part of it also. So it will be yours to choose, like what to implement.
Is this the same common data services as PowerApps that PowerApps uses?
So PowerApps, it's the difference between both. The schema is more or less the same, again, because the PowerApps is for applications, which is transactional data, okay? Here it's for analytics, which is a different set of data. For example, for applications, you might not want to save the history, okay? So you just need the current transactional data. You don't need to save the last 6 months of the data, okay? When we're doing analytics, even internally, what we're doing, we're saving the data for, we want to see the trends, right? So we're saving data for a long time. So the schema is the same. There will be a connection between the two, but it's not the same storage, okay? It's different storages for different targets, for different purposes, different scenarios that we actually light up. Yeah, and if you use it within Power BI, it's all set up. I mean,
right. Your reports are done too.
Yeah, you can all set it up, and we'll have out of the box things, and yeah.
And if it's not one of the 70 connectors, you can add your own and customize it beyond that. Like if there's columns or data or whatever this is.
Yeah. So what you use in order to actually connect to your data? If you don't, then use Power Query at the end, okay? That's what you will use. And so you can take data from the source and map it to the target data or the target schema, and you'll have this populated within the Power Query experience out of the box, and you can just do it yourself. And if you're not using like the out-of-the-box connector, you can say, okay, this field is this, go to this field, and again, all the richness that you have in manipulating the data ingestion as part of Power Query, it will be available there. More questions? Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. The transformation part. What I showed here is. The question was, will you have access to the pipeline if you use Power Query? It's the same Power Query that you know. Everything will be available there. What I showed here is that we'll have out of the box, again, to say if you want to start quickly, you'll have out of the box connectors, but it's the Power Query experience that you know. You'll have access to all of it. Yeah. Again, in the connectors, I don't really remember if it's ever, but you will be able to build your own transformation as you use Power Query today. You?
Will it be in the premium model only? Will it also be in the free version? Or will it be a
free version, I don't have a definite answer for it yet, but free version, I assume it won't be. Premium, for sure it will be. And in between, I don't really know. Okay, thank you. Enjoy the rest of the evening.